Business Hour with Ollie Bocheng on OFM.
You tuned into the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday evening attempted to allay the concerns of citizens and business owners in the country by presenting an energy crisis plan that includes, amongst others, fixing Eskom and improving the performance of existing fleet of power stations, accelerating the procurement of new capacity from renewables, gas and battery storage, and enabling businesses and households to invest in rooftop solar, amongst others. Now, speaking of power generation, this evening I chat to Lea Van Zyl. She's the director in the property department at Patswani Heni in Bloemfontein to find out if generators may be the better option for frustrated South Africans whilst we await the implementation of this crisis plan. What are the considerations that need to be made when installing a generator on a business premises?
Well, Oliver King, first of all, it's important to make sure which type of generator you would like to install on your property. Currently, there are two main different types, namely a backup generator or a standby generator. So backup generators are independently run and they are not installed or connected physically to your electrical system, whereas standby generators are, and they are directly connected to your main switchboard. Usually, an electrician will also have to be involved when you start with connections to your main switchboard. It's important also, first of all, to check with your local municipality in the area where you are living, if they have any bylaws that require you to get written consent before erecting a generator on your property. And then also keep in mind health and safety regulations must also be complied with. For instance, flammable substances may not be stored on your premises in a hazardous way. Your generator must be installed so it's not in an isolated area. There must be an outlet for the smoke and so on. And you also need to consider your noise pollution that it's going to cause, because we all know how noisy generators can be.
Sure, fascinating. Do the considerations made in response to my question about installing a generator on a business premises apply to loan-standing residential properties or sectional title properties?
Yes, so it doesn't matter actually what property you have. The previous information is exactly applicable to residential properties. In the case of a sectional title scheme, you must keep in mind that when you live in a sectional title scheme, then you form part of what I like to call a mini community. And you will have to comply with the rules of that scheme that you are living in. So there, you will have to obtain an extra consent from your body corporate before you can erect a generator in your unit or on the common property. So your body corporate can then consent to the generator subject to certain conditions, such as the area where you may erect it, which hours you may have it on, and so forth.
There have been a few accidents reported in the local media associated with the use of generators at home. Can a complex legally ban the use of generators owing to safety concerns?
So when you live in a sectional title or complex area, there's usually conduct rules of your scheme that will clearly state you as the tenant or you as the owner may not store any flammable material or do anything dangerous at your unit or at the common property, which can negatively affect your insurance of the scheme. And then further, the Sectional Title Act also goes further and states no owner may cause a nuisance to any other residents in the scheme. We all know, like I said earlier, how noisy generators can be, and not even to talk about fumes. So in my opinion, I feel, yes, the body corporate can ban generators, but then they will have to definitely give justifiable reasons why they ban the generator. So each scheme is unique in its own way, and there's a vast amount of scenarios that must be considered. And the body corporate can also consider to maybe erect one large generator for the whole scheme if they feel the need for it. But then you need to keep in mind the cost for that generator, the maintenance, the fuel and so on will then definitely be for the account of the body corporate.
Gorlia, closing remarks and advice to home and business owners on the use of generators.
Sure. Load shedding has become an everyday occurrence in our lives, and one is therefore entitled to make your own provision for your electricity during these times. But one must always keep in mind that you are not alone in your decision-making process and that the rights of your fellow community members must also be considered. So it's important to make sure that you obtain the necessary consents from your local municipalities, utilize electrician where necessary, because non-compliance can be seen as an offense. And one can also consider other alternatives of provision of electricity, such as solar panels or inverters that are noise and fumes free. And it's a more environmental friendly way to generate electricity.
That was Gordlia Fenzel, the director in the property department at Phatswani Henny. Head on over to ofm.co.za, click on news and then on business to re-listen to my chat with Gordlia.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM.